Welcome to The Joy of Motherhood. This is a podcast that's aimed at the heart of women who love being a mom. Or maybe it's for those of you who wish you were a mom. You're just aching to be a mom, but it hasn't happened to you yet. This is a podcast that's going to be for those of you who are empty nesters. You wish you could do it all over again, and your heart is still turning toward that singular occupation and calling known as motherhood. This is a podcast for those of you who are in the trenches of motherhood. Your daily life is about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, about potty training, about driver's permits. It seems like you are mired every day in the sludge of what being a mom is all about. Hi, welcome to The Joy of Motherhood. This is your host, Carol McLeod, and I'm so glad you've joined me this week as we talk about all things pertaining to motherhood. And if you haven't done it yet, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear questions that you would like to ask a mom who's been there and done that. No topic is off limits. You can ask me anything you want to, and we'll discuss it on the air because I like to begin every podcast with a question from a real-life mom who is in the trenches of motherhood. So today, our question is from Megan, and she's has a question about sibling rivalry. If you have more than one child, I know that this question will affect your home, but her question is simple. How can I get my kids to get along with each other? And Megan, I just want to say to you, you're the mom. Expect it, model it, do it. So often our children pick up on our behavior. And so Craig and I made it a practice that we would never argue in front of the children, and that I would never argue with a child. There was no name calling allowed in our home, no taunting, no bullying, no teasing. And so often moms say to me, Carol, how'd you do that? I did it. I expected it. I went after the heart attitudes of my children, and I expected them to be kind to one another. Kindness was as much expected as brushing your teeth was on any given day. You know, one of the things that I felt strongly inside my mother heart was that I couldn't allow behavior to take place in my home that wouldn't be allowed to take place at school or in the workplace or in a church setting, because the home is where we learn our people skills. And if they're not getting along with their siblings, they're going to have a hard time getting along later in life. So mom, you're the boss, you're the chairman, you're in charge. So just expect kind behavior from your children. There'll be times when you've got to sit down with them and have a heart-to-heart talk and let one person speak their piece and then the other one speak their piece. But at the end of the conversation, there should be reconciliation, there should be restitution, and you should pray together. If you see a child who's really being difficult to get along with, I would ask them to begin to bless the other people in the family. You know what? You need to make her bed for a week. You know what? You're going to do her dishes for the week. But expect your children to get along, model the behavior, and have kindness be front and center at all the time. So Megan, I hope that helped you just a little bit. The podcast is titled The Many Hats of Motherhood, and don't moms wear just so many hats? You know, children come to earth. They come to our homes without instructions. Refrigerators come with instructions. Printers come with instructions. Even cars come with instructions, but children just come. You know, children don't come with a little tag on their wrist that says, I'm strong-willed, so you better buy every book that James Dobson has ever written in order to train me up. You know, they don't come with a heavenly guide that talks about potty training and dating or what movies they should be allowed to watch. You know what another thing is? You don't need any formal instruction to be a parent. To drive a car, you've got to go to school and pass a test. But to be a parent, there's no course that qualifies you. There's no licensing that you have to earn. You know, calculators have manuals. Televisions come with guides. But the most important job you will ever do, that of being a mom, of being a parent, no one tells you what to do. Nobody tells you what's expected from you or how hard it is or that it never ends or how wonderful it is. So I have learned the best instruction for parenting is experience, just getting in there and doing it day after day. The only answer for a sleepless night is to endure it, to tell yourself, this is one night of my life, I can make it. The only way to potty train your child is to have a sense of humor. I have a nephew, and when he was about 2.5 years old, his mom read a book called How to Potty Train Your Child in 24 Hours or Less. So she and her husband read that book, and they implemented it. They spent 24 hours. They didn't go to work. They didn't cook dinner. They potty trained that 2.5-year-old in 24 hours. And at the end of the day, they just needed a break. So they went to Sears to look at appliances because they needed a new refrigerator. And they lost Adam. They couldn't find him anywhere. They'd been listening to the salesman give his spiel about this washing machine or dryer. And so they're looking frantically for Adam all over the appliance department. And they noticed that a crowd had been gathered in front of one display. And there Adam was sitting on the display potty. And he saw his mom and he said, good boy, mommy, M&Ms, because that was how they trained him. The only way to potty train your child is to have a sense of humor. The only way to make it through the teenage years is to repent to your mother for how you acted when you were a teenager. And so for the next few podcasts, as I said, we're going to have a little bit of fun, but we're also going to remind you of the importance of every day of motherhood. And I'm going to remind you that being a mom is the most important assignment you will ever be given. If you were the first woman president, it wouldn't be nearly as important as raising your brood of children. If you were to lead an international corporation and make millions of dollars, it doesn't even compare to playing hopscotch with a 6-year-old. Motherhood is a ministry. It's a calling. It's the toughest job you've ever had, and it's the best job you've ever had. It's the most frustrating job you've ever had and the most fulfilling job you've ever had. So today, I'm going to give you your job description of motherhood. It works with children of any age, from newborn babies to tweeners. It works with biological children and adopted children. It works with nieces and nephews and the children you babysit. It works with the neighbor's kids and the kids you meet in the grocery store. These are the many hats of motherhood. Are you ready? A mom is a chauffeur. Now, I'm not talking about the endless days of taking kids, your kids, and their friends to soccer practice, youth group, the orthodontist, and piano lessons. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not talking about all those French fries that are under your back seat. I'm not talking about the size of your van or how in the world do you keep gas in your tank. But a mom is a chauffeur. You must make sure that your children reach every destination that they're headed for in life. From sleeping all night to giving up their pacifier, to learning how to write their names, to making their beds, to personal hygiene, to graduation day. You must not merely point them in the right direction, but by the example of your life, you must take them there, because a mom is a chauffeur. You cannot merely tell your kids how to succeed, how to tie their shoes, how to serve God, or how to be kind, but you must model it by your very life. Because you see, your child will be no kinder than you are. They will not be happier than you are, and they will not read their Bibles if you don't. Because mom, you're a chauffeur. You have to take your kids to every intended destination. You're a chauffeur. So make sure that you're taking your child in the right direction. Make sure that you're going in the right direction if you want your kids to go to that place. Your children become who you are. So be who you want them to be. The Bible says it this way in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he or she should go, And even when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. So a mom is a chauffeur. The next job description of a mom, or the hat that she wears, is that a mom is a comedian. A mom was meant to bring joy to a child's life. You know, as moms, we should teach our kids it's more fun to be a Christian, and we should celebrate every single day as a rare and extraordinary gift. Sing songs to your children. Sing silly songs and sweet songs, because you can never have too much music in your home. Tell jokes. Listen, tell a joke a day in your home. Teach them that it's more fun to be happy and to laugh than it is to whine and complain. School is hard, kids are mean, life isn't fair, but a mom should always bring joy to a child's heart. Make cookies with your kids, play with Play-Doh, get glitter all over your kitchen floor. Just do it. Childhood is short, and a mom was meant to bring joy to a child's life. Play dress up with your children. Teach your children to celebrate, to laugh, and to sing. Teach your kids that home is the best place in the entire world, and it's because you're the mom. You should have the happiest home on your street. You know, I can tell you right now, as a mom in this season of life, that I don't wish that I had spanked more. I wish that I had laughed more with my children. The Bible says that a joyful heart is good medicine in Proverbs 17:22. And so maybe what's going to heal your home is your joyful heart. A mom is a comedian. The third job description of a mother is that a mom is a librarian. That's right, you are. I hope that you express to your children how wonderful it is to read a book. This is one of my soapboxes in life. Read to your children. Go to the library. Libraries are free as long as you take your books back on time. Buy secondhand books. Go to book sales at the library. There are all kinds of websites that you can go to, like alibris.com. That's alibris.com, where you can buy books for 99 cents. Imagine that. Fill your home with the classics and read out loud to all your children. One thing I used to do is I required reading time from each child every day. Sometimes when they were little, it would be I was reading the book to them, and then we would talk about the book and they'd have to draw a picture about the book. But as the kids got older, they actually had to buy their TV and video game time by reading a book. So if they read for 30 minutes, that means they bought 15 minutes of TV time or screen time. And then never forget to introduce your children to the greatest book of all, which is the Bible. Because you know what? Your kids won't read their Bibles unless you do. One of the things that's happened in our home recently is one of the girls were home from college, and they said to me, "Mom, you want me to tell you what I remember about that blue chair?" And I said, "What?" And she said to me, "I remember that's the chair where Pappy read the Bible." That was my dad. And she said, "And then it was the chair where you read your Bible." She said, "Mom, can I have that blue chair someday?" Listen, let your kids remember where you sat when you read the Word of God. Say to them, "Hey, I read an interesting scripture this morning. What do you think it means?" Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul." Hey, moms, a mom is a librarian. Now, the next hat you wear is that a mom is an architectural designer. That's right. I can hardly say it. Architectural designer. But a mom should be into the details of her child's life. An architectural designer is aware of every nut, bolt, screw, and wire and where it goes. As a mom, you have to be into the details. Be conscious of the details. Know who their friends are and what their friends' heart attitudes are. You might say, "Carol, I don't have time to do that." Oh, yes, you do. You better have time for that because it's going to reap great dividends in your life. You need to know if they're brushing their teeth, if they're doing their homework. Are they telling the truth? Are they being kind to their siblings? Are they being respectful to their grandparents? Are they helping out at home the way they should? Do you know why an architectural designer is into the details? He or she is into the details because they know what it means to the bigger picture. And you have to look at the big picture of your child's life and of your family's life. You are the mom, and you are helping to build a masterpiece. All masterpieces start with little tiny details. One of our children had a problem telling the truth, and this particular child was known for exaggeration, and we prayed with her about it and disciplined her. We memorized scripture about it. We took an entire year and just focused on the importance of living a life of integrity. We read books about historical figures who told the truth. You have to be into the details of your child's life. Luke 16:10 says this, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much." So mom, you've got a lot of hats to wear. You have so many things to do in your job description. And today we learned that you're a chauffeur, that you're a comedian, that you're a librarian, and that you're an architectural designer. I hope you'll join me next week on The Joy of Motherhood as we talk about some of the other hats that a mom wears. So thank you for joining me today. Thank you for listening to my story. We're going to have a blast as we discover the joy of motherhood together. And as always, just let me remind you, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at carol@justjoyministries.com.